Good morning, everybody in the U.S. And welcome to another Nacho Tuesday here. And today I have Ruta with Smart Proxy. And without further ado, we'd love if you could introduce what you guys do over there.
Sure. Hi, Andy. I'm glad to be here. Good morning to everyone. And of course, I'm excited to talk about Smart Proxy. So at Smart Proxy, we provide the most efficient way to test, launch, and scale your web data projects. We offer easy to use, high quality and affordable proxy and web scraping infrastructure. This infrastructure helps to unlock publicly available data and capitalize on it while making your business decisions. I would say it's perfect for both individual businesses and enterprise companies across different use cases such as e-commerce, ad tech, and more. Some specific examples would be price comparison, aggregation, multiple accounts, SEO, and many more. That would be my short elevator pitch to sell Smart Proxy.
Perfect pitch. No wonder why they had you do the interview today. I think you nailed it there. So
thank you.
Tell us
hopefully
more about
it goes like this, the whole interview.
Yeah, off to a good start. So tell us more about where you got to where you're at in your career, and where did all this start, and what inspired you to go down this path?
Well, when anyone asks me, I always say that I'm the worst possible candidate to do the job that I'm doing right now. Since when I started as team leader, head of account management that I'm right now at data extraction industry, I had no B2B sales, no account management, no leadership experience whatsoever. So I'm really glad my managers have taken a chance on me there. My original background is in management consulting. Then I moved on to telecommunications, working in B2C with digital transformations. Then I ended up in commerce, and here I am, finally software as a service. However, I would say that, you know, three key motivators kind of led me throughout my journey. It's first of all, ownership of end results. I'm a strong believer in personal accountability and ownership of the end result. Then I'm going to be honest, learning more about technology sector as it's booming as it is in the recent years. And finally, I wanted to grow my leadership skills. So even though I was the worst candidate back then, I would say is, it's exciting and fascinating, you know, to kind of grow into the job that I'm doing right now and watching people around me grow with me together.
That's great to hear. So you guys cover web scraping. So at first glance, you know, web scraping seems, you know, highly technical, you know, but probably not actually, right? So would you say that's true? And how accessible is it for those that might have limited tech skills and knowledge?
I mean, it's a very controversial question. I would say at times it can be really highly technical. On the other hand, it can be not technical at all. You know, when I joined, I was scared as well, like learning about scraping data collection, being from a telecommunications background, not at all to do with data extraction. But now I would say that's a common misconception that it's exclusively a developer or senior tech activity. I think nowadays an increasing number of teams within the company need data, and you know, most often it's not tech teams that do actually need those insights and the data itself. Some businesses as well just cannot afford to keep an internal scraping team, and resources need to be allocated elsewhere in terms of opportunity costs. That's why the market has really evolved in the recent years, offering a variety of tools for people with limited tech skills, knowledge, or experience. It's no code or little code tools. For example, at Smart Proxy, one of the recent releases that we've had was scrapers with pre-built scraping templates for SEO or e-commerce data collection, which enables you to do it like no code. In addition, you know, especially within my team, account management, but across the whole customer success, we care about making web scraping as smooth as possible for our users. Therefore, we have 24/7 support. We have quick start guides, extensive documentation, blogs, video tutorials, and many, many more. And I believe this ensures that even those with less tech knowledge can easily use our products. So in the end, I would sum up that web scraping accessibility has really significantly improved in the recent years. And now it doesn't have to be technical.
Yeah, certainly a lot of product teams, like you mentioned, might need it for, scraping product details. Marketing teams, obviously, are always looking for, generating content, pulling lead information, you know, potentially.
Exactly. And, you know, I think oftentimes the end users are not the tech teams or scraping teams themselves. So we had to pivot ourselves in providing these tools.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one more less task that the marketing teams or business mm-hmm. teams have to bug the mm-hmm. engineering team for. So,
It's a shared struggle, I believe.
Yeah. So I guess what data extraction mm-hmm. tools and processes should businesses be aware of in 2024?
So probably building on top of what I've mentioned, I think this year businesses should definitely take note of cloud-based data extraction infrastructure, such as web scraping APIs and data APIs. They're a little bit further along the value chain compared to proxies, as I would say. It's more ready-to-use solution because they significantly reduce the engineering efforts required to maintain scraping operations altogether. And it effectively tackles the challenges posed by, you know, advanced anti-bot protection systems, which as well are getting more and more advanced as we speak. So on both sides, we're trying to get better day by day. We have evidence to support this trend as well as Smart Proxy. From our perspective, there's a noticeable market shift towards more advanced data extraction solutions. So as mentioned, API, scrapers, the market is looking into data sets. There's an increased interest not in advanced level proxies such as mobile or ISP, but as well ready to build scrapers and integrations with third-party tools, so smoothening the whole process of customer operations. And I think clients and businesses, so to say, are showing growing interest towards ready-to-use solutions that offer efficiency, reliability in data acquisition. So I would say those would be my notes for this year.
Very good. I guess, and what specific mm-hmm. opportunities exist for businesses to leverage online data extraction? We mentioned a few mm-hmm. earlier. Would you like to expand mm-hmm. on those?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we live in the times when data is everything. I think neglecting online data extractions just puts businesses at a disadvantage, especially when your competitors are doing it. And you need to get more and more precise with who you're targeting, with what and why and when. So all of these factors can really be obtained by doing this public data collection. You can use it in many ways. To be more specific, you can do market research to gather competitor pricing, product details, customer reviews. That would be extremely, you know, necessary in any kind of e-commerce. You can use it for lead generation, to extract contact information of potential customers. Here, we're talking about sales. And again, there's so many sales companies and we're all selling and buying at the same time. You can do trend analysis, identify emerging trends, sentiment analysis, customer preferences. You can use it for product development. It can analyze your user feedback, market needs, what keywords are you seeing popping up, what is trending. You can guide your product innovation and improvement based on that. And the list goes on and on and on. I don't want to bore our audience as well today, but I could just name them all day long. However, you know, I'd like to highlight that the real impact comes not just from gathering data, from using it to making informed decisions and driving your business forward. So we're only the inputs to probably our customer success all across those use cases.
Great. Is there anything that you shouldn't be scraping? Is there any rules against that?
Never try to scrape. So scrape Netflix credentials of other people. Don't do it. It's illegal. Same as with credit card data. But of course, any of the players in the industry are very strict in risk policies and wouldn't allow you to access that data. We're talking about publicly available data. So
that's good. So I guess, what are your data extraction predictions for 2024? What strategies do you think will gain more traction? And which new processes will be introduced?
I mean, of course, data collection business, it's, I'm not an oracle, so it's always hard to predict. But from what we're feeling, we're seeing, from what the market researchers are telling us, I would say there's a couple of things. First of all, it's advanced infrastructure. It's becoming increasingly necessary for data extraction. I would say this includes adopting a mix of different types of proxies. If the market started out with data center residential proxies. Right now we're looking at mobile ISP and different solutions to achieve better success rates or get faster and better results, as well as we're looking at more realistic fingerprints afforded by headless browsers. These technologies should probably enhance the ability to access and extract data from websites without triggering anti-bot systems, as I mentioned, that are as well getting more and more advanced. Second, we'll likely be seeing more ready-made tools. As I've been talking, you know, there's a recurring theme of no code, easy to use, easy to set up. So I think these tools will cover some parts of the data extraction lifecycle, such as website access, data parsing, and more. And businesses should seek external help and resources rather than managing data extraction processes internally. Because, you know, if you do scrape, if you do it internally as well, it's hard to maintain, hard to keep up, and it's costly to actually use your internal resources to adjust your code, adjust your scrapers every time there's an update on the website. So I would say this will simplify the process for the companies themselves to do outsourcing more and just focus on using those insights that they obtain. And of course, highlight on reliable data sources. So those are probably my three key predictions for this year. Hopefully I'm going to rewrite them, but we'll need to come circle back to that.
That's great. Now, what do you see AI playing into this? Do you believe it's going to be adopted for data extraction and definitely on the analysis process as well too? Yeah.
Well, great question. AI. Yeah. I think it's one of the biggest buzzwords of the past year, definitely. And it's a controversial topic for us as well. I'm not going to lie. I think I have two minds about it, to be honest. But I think in our industry, we're still searching for an answer to whether we are supplier to or consumer of AI. Because, I mean, you have to understand that any AI model must be built on large data sets that are obtained from the public web in order to train, to build and train the models. So it's very, it needs large amounts of data. So we're definitely a supplier as an industry to the AI vertical. However, there's also, you know, a side of being a consumer or a user of AI tools. And here, probably from the consumer side, a few use cases come to my mind. So, of course, in the market, AI enhances optimizing scraper performance by adapting browser fingerprints, selecting the right type of proxy, because as I mentioned, you know, the types are growing and there's more complexity in which to choose. And this results in the more successful website access. Plus, AI may be helpful with cleaning up the data, normalizing data points. So those would be significant use cases for our industry. At Smart Proxy specifically, we're actively exploring these technologies and having the discussions about it to enhance our scraping solutions. Also, we're working on implementing AI chatbots for improved customer experience, more personalization, rather than the cold touch of the previous ones. From product development perspective, I would say we're definitely thinking about improving integrations with AI agents and external third-party tools using AI. We're enhancing scraper's parsing capabilities. And finally, we're thinking about empowering our proxy rotation management. So majority of the things that I think the whole market is moving towards. Looking at the wider market and competitors, I would say, it's important to mention that we've noticed them trying to implement AI too, or AI tools or processes, so to say, AI-driven processes. It's not always completely clear, again, to us in the wider market, you know, whether current capabilities and costs are more effective than tried and true approaches. Honestly, I tend to believe that AI is still looking for a place in our market. And in some cases, integrations with AI are extremely beneficial, but in others, it appears to be driven more by marketing and by buzzword, by the keyword, rather than the, you know, proven superiority in practice and this is what we see more and more often, that sometimes the keyword brings the value and not the undercover solution. So I would say it's still, you know, it's still looking for a definitive role within our market.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. A lot of AI makes sense in a lot of cases for different industries and different products, but sometimes you'll find them product teams or marketing people kind of forcing it into the product just so they have the buzzword and they could check the AI box, especially if they're in a fundraising mode.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think, you know, users and businesses sometimes act as investors, that they hear, they feel the buzz and the hype, and they want to jump on that ship, and they would invest their money and resources into this AI marketing tool, even if without sometimes looking under the hood, so to say, whether it brings value or just drives the cost up sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, certainly. So I guess back to your career, I guess. So failure comes with any profession. Can you tell us the time you failed and what you learned from it?
Oh, that is a difficult question. Unfortunately, I think the biggest failure that I faced was my first bigger experience with hiring people for my team. As well, as I mentioned, I had never worked, when I started in B2B account management, I had never worked with sales, B2B sales, or as a manager before. So when I had to expand my team, I had to hire, I think, 4 to 6 people. And, you know, when hiring, I was, I'm not a saleswoman myself. So I was hiring based on my probably prejudice on what the perfect salesman or saleswoman should be. And I think I was drawing, you know, on a cliche or maybe on based, I don't know, vision. And unfortunately, soon after that, I had to let go probably of four people, three of whom I had personally brought on board. This was a really humbling experience, so to say, for me. And of course, I understood that, as I mentioned, you know, personal accountability is big for me. And I understood that here, maybe I'm accountable for not putting together a great team. However, I'm not going to be a sponsor of another content here, but what really changed my life, I've implemented this data-driven sales hiring framework by Mark Roberge. He used to be a former chief revenue officer of HubSpot. So I read this article and, you know, it completely changed my life in terms of hiring. The key idea probably was that there's no one great salesman in general. The best salesman possesses the qualities that succeed in your position and your product. And I really looked into who's successful at account management, at our team with our smart proxy products. These were not necessarily the great cliche salesman, so to say, that I was searching for. And this approach has really made a significant difference in my hiring success and career as a manager. But yeah, I have to admit that bringing a performing team together was a big flop for me in the beginning. And probably this is one of the key lessons that I'll carry with me throughout my career.
Good adaptation though.
Yeah.
Nice. So I guess, what's one thing you want potential customers to know about smart proxy and why they should pick your platform over others?
All right. So smart proxy, how do you even like it? There's so many things I want to say, and I had to put it in the short promotion, but at smart proxy, we offer various benefits that are really hard to find elsewhere in the market. We provide users with seamless and fast path to value by granting access to an infrastructure at very affordable rates, which I believe is our strength. So talking about proxies, we have a premium pool of over 65 million proxies, IPs at almost 200 locations with country, state, city level targeting, zip code, and more. At the moment, we're also actively working on the granularity of the targeting options that we have just to improve the customer experience. Beyond numbers, of course, our service ensures lightning speed, high success rates, stability, and we're actually the least flag proxies in the market, which is, I think, important for anyone doing scraping operations. Yeah. At the scraper side, we deliver, so the fraud score is the least in the market. On the scraper side, we deliver 100% success rate alongside flexible output options, ready-made scraping templates. You know, we just released them and working strongly on easy integrations. And altogether, I believe we offer very flexible pricing plans compared to the market that meet diverse customer needs, including really convenient pay-as-you-go. You know, for a lot of our products, we have at least multiple different billing ways, and customers can select which one is more favorable and has a higher return on investment for them specifically. Additionally, we have trials, so 3 days for proxies, 7 days for scrapers, and even a 14-day money-back option, which ensures our customers are satisfied and manage to reach that aha moment and build up confidence in our services. So I believe that would be my initial pitch. Again, I could talk all day long, but I don't want to sound off too marketing-y as well. Yeah. The customer just needs to use our trials, use the money back guarantee, try it themselves, and hopefully they love it as much as we do.
Yep. And we happen to have a special 30% off the cash back in the Naucha Naucha marketplace too, for anybody on the fence. Definitely give it a try. I mean, it sounds like you guys check all the boxes for anything, any platform you would want to use actually for this kind of work. So I guess what's next for Smart Proxy over the next few years?
So our market is really, it's growing really fast. As I've said, with the changing world, with the introduction of AI as well, we can feel strong market movements. I think we're pushing along the value chain. If we were satisfied with the proxies and tech teams doing, having internal scraping teams or doing all the tech work and having this long value chain all inside the company, the market is different now. We want data right now. Customers need it right now. And reacting to that, we're committed to moving further down the value chain to data aggregation solutions. So ensuring that users can access more ready-to-use data. We're consistently looking for ways to provide data as a service. So one step further, data as a solution. And generally, we aim to empower our users by providing intuitive tools that are simple and smooth to use. And finally, of course, last thing is, we aim to maintain our leadership position in delivering exceptional value for money. I think, all those features that I mentioned before, and I help, again, partnership with you guys, enables our customers to really feel that aha moment, feel that value without any big down payments or investments upfront in order to actually get to try and enjoy the product. So I think we're a leader here, and we aim to keep that in the future.
And where can people learn more about your company?
You can do it at smartproxy.com. You can check out our website. You can check out our LinkedIn. We're also present at various social media channels. So apart from mundane classic social media channels, we're also on Discord. And of course, you can get us through Naucha Naucha as well.
Perfect. Yeah, definitely heard about the Discord channel. Good for you guys for being ahead of the curve on that one. It's definitely gained a lot more popularity in recent years. Ruta, thank you so much for coming on today. And I really appreciate working with you guys and growing our brands together, of course. If anybody's out there in the market looking for online data extraction, these guys are pros at it. We definitely recommend that you check out their product today. It's one of the best brands in the space, if not the best brand. Naucha Naucha is known for having the best brands at the best prices. So definitely check it out in our marketplace or go to their website. That's smartproxy.com. Once again, Ruta, really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Andy. I had a great time, and I hope that our conversation will give the bravery for anyone that hasn't tried scraping or is doing it and wants to learn more or improve their experience to head on and do it.
Awesome. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, you're a pro.